This presentation is a production of AJE3 Entertainment. Audio imagery. Storytelling reimagined. Back at the camp, Ava helps Chase disrobe. She listens to a confused plan he's come up with to help her and Martinique. He tells her with unexpected tears how sorry he feels about Edo's death. He hopes he wasn't alone when he died, that he got to see Ava's face as he took his last breath. After getting Chase into bed, Ava strokes Edo's twin's face. She whispers in his ear, "I'm sorry about your mother." She leaves him babbling about their loss. A musical montage begins. I've got the world on top of me. Ava and Edo falling in love in Europe. They rally the fighters. Gonna fall eventually. Edo falls wounded. There's no defying gravity. But you make me feel. Chase and Ava meeting. Indestructible. Yeah, you make me feel. It's not impossible. Later in the night, two soldiers and a bouncer come into Chase's tent. They try to wake him. He thinks it's Ava. He soon realizes it's not. They take him at gunpoint to the compound of the general. The man's physical presence is both frightening and disturbing. He is a weathered, scar-faced warrior with the crazed look of a man who spent most of his life in the jungles of Cardiona. His manner is as rough as his face. As Chase is brutally interrogated about his presence in the country, a soldier shaves the general's head. As a body blow interrogation continues, the soldier touches up a tattoo. The general doesn't flinch an inch as the buzzing needle etches into his bald scalp. He tells Chase he's heard all about his involvement with Martinique's so-called rebellion. He needs him to do a little spying, passing him information about the rebels' plans. He offers Chase $1 million, a return to the States, and the end of his troubles with the FBI. Chase thinks hard. How do I know you won't kill me later? You're worth a lot more to me alive as Edo my spy. I can't let Martinique sneak back into Cardiona and say that I killed his son and turn him into a martyr. That keeps this fight going. I want this rebellion to end now. Chase, the make-a-quick-buck guy, asks the unthinkable. What if I say no? Then I will start killing the children one by one until you say yes. Once again, Chase is snared in a Cardiona trap. The general introduces Chase to his new contact, the Brit from the bar. Thatcher Sanford, a for-hire mercenary. He has no loyalties. He has worked for the CIA, crooked dictators, even the KGB. During a walk back through the jungle to the camp, Sanford tells Chase, Martinique is no saint. He took his share of bribes and attacked people he didn't like when he was president of Cardiona. The general knows he's poison to the outside world. He's staging a rigged election to put his man as leader of the country. Business as usual, including foreign aid. Chase learns that the bouncer is in a desperate situation. His wife and kid are being held at the general's mansion. He no longer trusts that Chase the Fool can make this rebellion a success. He's doing whatever he needs to do to get his family back. When Chase gets to his tent, Ava is waiting. Where have you been? Finding out information you should have told me about your father, the freedom fighter. Ava explains that life in poor countries is not always a clear line of good versus evil. Martinique is not the fully righteous man she would like for him to be, but he does much more good than bad. Many people believe in him because of the people's work he and Edo have done for Cardiona. Chase wants out. He's done. He doesn't care how. None of this is about me, and I want out. A disappointed Ava realizes that the old Chase has returned. She asks him to be patient. Martinique has returned to Cardiona. and the attack to free the children is ready. After tomorrow night's attack, he'll be free to go. Chase takes a walk. He's surprised by the bouncer. He's forced into the jungle to the waiting Brit. Sanford tells Chase he wants to cut a deal with him. The general can't be trusted. He'll kill Martinique, you, the children, and every rebel he can find, including Ava, once he gets the information he needs from you. Sanford is also afraid the general will turn on him as well. He has a plan. Martinique is wanted by big money people he made promises to in Europe. If he can get a heads up before any attack, he can grab Martinique while everyone is distracted and fly him off to the Europeans. He has a jet waiting at the airstrip, and there's a seat on it for Chase. This plan gets Chase out of the murder mess because everyone will know Martinique is alive. Sanford also makes an offer to Chase to give him $100,000 for helping him. The general offered me $1 million. Sanford laughs. Try and collect on that. Sanford tells Chase he's just a bounty hunter. Money is all he cares about. He gets paid for turning in Martinique, not a penny more for turning in Chase or Ava. Chase asks the question, what happens with the rebellion? Sanford's reply, in a rebellion, people die. Do you want to be one of them? I mean the children. With Martinique out of the way, he'll probably let them go. Chase decides to take the deal, and he tells them the details of Ava and Martinique's plan to attack the general's compound tomorrow night. Ava arrives at a meeting where Martinique is going over attack details with the fighters. The bouncer is standing by Martinique's side. Ava confides to Martinique that Chase may not hold the secret much longer. Martinique tells her the plans have changed. They attack tonight. He made the change because he heard in Ava's voice too much trust in Chase, a man out for himself. She's hurt, but she understands. They gather their weapons and head for the general's compound. The bouncer slips off into the village where Chase and Sanford are drinking at the bar. He tells them the attack is tonight. Sanford makes a call. He asks Chase if he could go with him to the airport. Chase is reluctant. He tells Chase he'll take him to the jet to wait, where he'll be safe while he grabs Martinique. A military jeep traveling the narrow jungle roads on the way to the airstrip. Sanford and Chase are inside. They arrive at the airstrip. An unmarked, shiny black jet is waiting. Surprise! Sanford pulls a gun on Chase. He makes him get out of the jeep. He ties his hands together. Chase is forced to lie on the floor in the back of the jeep. He ties his ankles. Sanford walks to the jet. He knocks on the door. It opens. A familiar face is in the doorway. FBI agent Tim Dirks. I've got our package, Sanford boasts. Dirks tosses him a bag. Sanford opens it. It's filled, $100 bills. Chase needs to escape. He pulls his legs up to his arms. He turns his body hard to open a small pocket on his fatigue pants. The Derringer knife that Ava gave him as a souvenir is inside. He cuts the zip ties that binds his hands and legs. Sanford comes back to the jeep. He reaches to pull Chase out. Chase kicks Sanford forcefully to the ground. He grabs Sanford's gun and places it against his head before Dirks and his FBI partner can draw their weapons, a move Ava taught him. He forces the group to disrobe. The pilot inside the jet is watching the action through his window. He sneaks to the plane's door to close it. Chase sees him, and he tells him if he does it, they'll all be dead. He makes the pilot come out of the plane and help him tie the hands of the men sitting on the dusty airstrip without their clothes. He takes their clothes and the money and leads the pilot, at gunpoint, back to the plane. Loud explosions and gunfire begin in the distance, near the general's compound. Standing in the open door of the jet, Chase takes off his battle fatigue top and throws it to the ground. He pulls the dog tags off and he starts to throw them as well, but he changes his mind. He puts them in his pocket. Mortar fire lights up the night sky. Chase forces the pilot to close the door and instructs him to taxi the jet towards the runway. He tosses the bag of money in a seat. He sits and he tries to get comfortable. There's a folder on the seat across the aisle. He opens it. A photo of Chase in his aviator glasses, without his beard, is inside. "Where are we going?" The question from the pilot. "Just get me in this guy." The dog tags in his pocket are poking him. He takes them out. Flashback. Chase, standing with Ava at Edo's grave. She gives him the dog tags and says Edo thought he would be a great man someday. Screen wipe. The bouncer's wife, with Carlos standing next to her. She's giving him the lucky coin. The thrust from the engines of the taxi and plane pushes against Stanford, Dirks, and the agent, rolling them around in the dirt and dust of the airstrip. The jet lurches forward. Suddenly, the engines power down. The door opens. Chase jumps the full length of the steps to the ground. He takes Sanford's Jeep and starts it. He pauses. He runs back into the jet. Moments later, he runs down the stairs with a bag of money and the dog tags in his hand. He drives full speed, heading towards the fighting. After he's gone, the pilot exits the plane and cuts Stanford, Dirks, and the agents free. This presentation is a production of AJE3 Entertainment. Audio imagery. Storytelling reimagined.